This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
You're listening to Betting Weekly Game Bet Match on the BetRivers Network.
Hello, everyone, and welcome along to the latest edition of Betting Weekly Game Bet Match. It's a tennis podcast brought to you in association with Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. It's the women's final at the French Open. I'm Nigel Seeley to preview it. I'm delighted to say joining me is our WTA handicapper, Rory Jawani. Now, Rory, if you've been a follower of the show for the last 5 months or so, hasn't had the best of times. He's had luck has not really been on his side. But in the last few days, if you followed his picks and you've gone with his Mukova selection here at the French Open and Mukova to win the quarter, you will be quizzing. I know how much it means to you, Rory. I know how much you've been feeling it. I've been following your Twitter feed and you've been riding the each shot. I know that personally. So it's really good to get in the winner's enclosure and really good to get a finalist through here at a very, very tasty price. So you're only as good as your last bet. And your last bet has been exceptional. So no pressure, mate, but well done on the last few weeks and well done on what's going to be a winning tournament here in Paris.
Thank you. It's not been the easiest few months and plenty of ups and downs, more downs, but it's great that, and thank you for letting me have the Mukova each way outright. And I think what was also great is to see so many of our followers actually posting those tickets with Mukova each way, and now she's in the final. So thank you for keeping the faith and for tuning in. It's been a really good tournament, and we had that Mukova Sabalenka match yesterday was exceptional, probably the best match I've seen this year. The first two sets were such high quality. It's probably the best Sabalenka's ever played on. I was going to say on clay. Obviously, she's won Madrid. Probably the best she's played on conventional clay on slow clay conditions. She played really, really well yesterday and still ended up on the losing side. And Mukova took the first in the tie break. So we landed our tie break bet. And it was another tie break in the second. She had a match, I think she had a match point in the second, maybe. Mm-hmm. She was definitely a break up. And then Sabalenka won the second set tie break. And you just thought, oh, maybe we're out here. And then Sabalenka went, but I spotted early in the third set, Sabalenka looked shot. You know, there was one service game, I think she held to lead 3-2, where there was just nothing on her second serve, and one of them went into the bottom of the net. I mean, Mukova was struggling as well. She was grimacing. She was tired. I mean, the first two sets was really hard tennis, really intense, long rallies, you know, both players moving around the court a lot. So they were both feeling it in the third. And then when Sabalenka went 5-2 up, you just thought, yeah, that's it. No chance now. But then, you know, Mukova found something. Sabalenka's game went and Mukova got through. And it was an absolutely incredible match. But goodness, you don't want to sit through too many of those. It's not good for the old ticker, I can tell you.
I think by the job, looking at both of our haircuts, I think we've both sat through a lot of them over the years. And I know Sean Calvert, I think there must be some kind of trend with the tennis handicappers here on Game Bet Match. We've all got receding hairlines. And I think that's going through those 3-hour drills of watching our women's tennis. I think that's what's done it to me over the years, and certainly for yourself as well. But Mukova goes through, which is brilliant for us. Obviously, we've got a pick at 50-1 to win the tournament. She's in the final. We've landed a 25-1 place money. A lot of people have been posting odds of 100 and 100 plus, which is great to see as well. So people have actually capitalized and made financial profit on here as well. So Mukova's certainly become our number one tennis player that we will be following here on the women's tour on Because We Win. The thing is now, though, she has to do it all again, and she's got to run into a very, very tough opponent in the world number one and the two-time champion here in Paris, Iga Swiatek. Now, Iga Swiatek was pushed to the limit in the second set yesterday against Beatrice Hadad-Mayer, who produced one of the most brilliant performances in that second set. No fear, really no fear. And she showed no tones of nerves. She would make an unforced error and totally then she went in and hit an ace. Really, her mindset was incredible, but she fell second best to Igor Świątek. We'll break down the final, but before we look at the odds on the final, what did you make of that Świątek match, especially that second set? That was another really high level women's match as well in that second set.
It was, and Świątek went a break down early in that second set, and I think I did tweet at the time, okay, Iga, let's see what you've got. And, you know, she responded, but Hadaj Maia had chances. She had a set point in the tie break, and her, yeah, mentally, she's so strong, and we've seen that several times at Roland Garros. I mean, in the match against Jabeur, even when points were going against her, you could see her just almost telling herself to forget that last point and just get on with the next one. You know, really good self-talk, and, you know, something that, you know, perhaps Świątek could learn from a bit, because Świątek can get quite down on herself at times. But yeah, Świątek, she got through. She still doesn't look like she's firing in all cylinders, I have to say. You know, she played pretty well. And the first set, even though it was 6-2, it seemed a lot closer than that. It was a good match. It was a good match. And we said before the match that Hadaj Maia had a winning record. Obviously, she doesn't now. It's now 1-1. But Świątek, you can see that if she gets dragged in to a battle, which I think I said a couple of days ago, you know, there is a chance that, you know, she's not invincible by any stretch. And, it, you know, if Mukova can get her into a battle, I don't think this is a foregone conclusion in the final. I mean, Świątek, you know, we say all that. She hasn't dropped a set so far. Yesterday was the hardest she's been pushed. Coco Gauff did push her in the previous round. And it was funny. I did see yesterday, I was watching during the Mukova match, I was watching Eurosport, and they had some press conference quotes. They had one from Świątek, and she was sort of saying how, you know, she doesn't feel like she's had a great season. Obviously, she got injured in Rome. You know, she doesn't feel, you know, maybe she's not 100%, which is a scary thought, because, you know, she's still beating everyone. But, you know, for this final, she's going to have to play very near her best, I think, because Mukova, full of confidence, in great form. The odds tell a different story. We'll get onto those in a second. But I think Świątek's going to have to step up a bit from how she played in the semi-finals if she's going to win this final.
Before we go on to the women's final, we have to look at the implications of the betting at Wimbledon. The Wimbledon Championship starts in just under a month's time. So this time next month, we'll be in the, probably going into the second week, I think. But here's the odds to win Wimbledon now. Obviously, I probably jumped the gun too early. I took Jabeur to win Wimbledon at 12-1, thinking that she was back and she was the takeout from the tournament. Obviously, what we've seen in the last couple of days, there's two players there that you want to be with. Mukova now into 20-1 to win Wimbledon. We've actually picked her at 55-1 on one of our shows as well. So she's one of Rory's picks already. So if you've got the 55-1, you're more than half that price now. And also Hadad Meyer, obviously, I think at 33s, I think she looks a decent prospect, because if she serves and plays like she did yesterday, she's going to be a real danger on the grass courts. Here are the odds, though. Rybakina is still the favourite, plus 350. Sabalenka is plus 350, the joint favourite. Igor Świątek is $4. 1,500 Jabeur. 20-1 now, Mukova. 25-1, Corey Gauff. 25-1, Krejcikova. 25-1, Kvitova. Samsonova at 30 and Hadad Maia at 3,300. So really, the big movers in the last couple of days are Mukova, our pick, at 55-1, and Beatriz Hadad Maia at 33s. No surprise really on that market, but that's how Wimbledon stands there. We've got the value already on Mukova. Do you think that that line might come in even further in the build-up to the grass court, the third major on the grass at Wimbledon, SW19, in 3 weeks from now?
Well, if she wins the French Open final, she'll be shorter. That's for sure. I think she's about the right price now. But it's funny, I was looking at the French and Wimbledon almost together. And I was actually having a chat with a friend last night, and I sort of pointed out that with the French, and because in 2017, Ostapenko won it and she was 100-1. Krejcikova won it 2 years ago. She was 175-1 or more. And now Mukova's through to the final, some places triple figures. And he sort of asked me, you know, why are we getting all these shocks? Why have you got so many shocks in the French? And I kind of think, one, the level's improved all round. But I think as well, So much of the tour is played on slowish hard courts. Obviously, French is on clay and Wimbledon's on grass, so it's just something different. I mean, the Australian and US are a bit quicker than slowish. I mean, they're a bit quicker than the norm, but still they're pretty much what they play on most weeks. And so what's happened, and I think we discussed this with James Blake a few times on the show, you know, you're getting fewer specialists on clay and you're getting fewer specialists on grass. So anyone who's a bit better than the normal on clay is going to have a better chance at the French. So maybe that's why you've had some long price winners and finalists in recent years. And I think you could apply the same logic to Wimbledon. You know, I don't know what price Rybakina was when she won it last year, but she'd have been pretty big, I'd have said. So the players who you would expect to win tournaments week in, win out, and are not necessarily going to win the French and Wimbledon because they're different surfaces. So Wimbledon, I mean, I've already put up Mukova, stayed her case. I mean, and we've seen, you know, in this tournament, how good an all-round player she is. She volleys well. She can trade from the baseline. She plays the backhand slice. So she's got that variety in her game, which makes her very appealing on grass. I've already put up Donna Vekic as well as someone who has won tournaments on grass before. And I think she went out in the second round here at Roland Garros. She wasn't disgraced, but I think I think her best surface is grass. So I would put her on a short list for Wimbledon. But you're looking at the top of the market for Wimbledon. Obviously, Rybakina would be the outstanding one as the defending champion. Sabalenka, obviously, with her power, you'd have to give her a chance. Swiatek, I think, is a terrible price for Wimbledon. Mm. You know, she's never gone that deep. Last year, she didn't play any grass court prep tournaments before Wimbledon. I think if she's going to win Wimbledon, she needs to prep. She needs some match practice on grass because, you know, going from clay, you know, playing at the French Open, going straight to Wimbledon is such a massive contrast. Obviously, at Wimbledon, the ball keeps low. It's much faster. So I think she needs to play a prep tournament. I think she's a terrible price. I mean, Jabeur, obviously, finalist last year, you'd have to have a chance. As I said, I just thought maybe she felt her calf again in that quarterfinal. She was very disappointing against Haddad Maia in the second set onwards. Mukova, we've mentioned. Goff, grass wouldn't be for her. Krejcikova would be interesting. She's such a good doubles player. But, you know, you'd have to question her form after she went out early in Roland Garros. Kvitova's got to be a fitness doubt over her. Samsonova, big server, hasn't been serving as well as normal this year. Not as well as she did last year. But she's one in the sort of warm-up tournaments who could definitely... There's some really quick grass court tournaments. I think Berlin's very quick and Nottingham are very quick. So she could, you know, you could easily see her winning one of those warm-ups and her price would drop. Haddad Maia is interesting. She's a lefty, hits the ball hard. Her record at Wimbledon's really poor, though, which surprises me. She went out in the first round last year. She's only reached the second round twice. Now, obviously, that could all change. I mean, Sabalenka hadn't been past the third round at Roland Garros this year. But that would put me off. Although 33-1 plus 3,300 isn't a bad price about someone who's clearly playing very well.
Mm. Yeah, well, Wimbledon is building up and all the action is going to be covered here on Betting Weekly Game Bet Match, the number one betting tennis podcast. So all that's to come. It's all about tomorrow now, though. It's the French Open. But before we go into the French Open, just to say, Rory is rocking a very retro England 1982 kit there. Trevor Brooking and Kevin Keegan leading in the front line for England, and Roy Girani and Nigel Sidney leading the front line for you here, heading into the French Open women's final. Let's have a look at the odds here. Now, we've got our tip Mukova. We've spoken about her. We've said that we think that the market is a little bit disrespectful. And look at that price, -835 for Iga Swiatek to win the match, +575 for Mukova, which does seem really, really, really high. You've got to remember, though, she has just come through an absolute epic, and how long that match is going to take out of her body, I'm not so sure. I think it's going to be a very, very draining match to recover. I know she's had 48 hours of rest, but it is something to come out of it. And obviously playing in her first major final as well is a really, really crucial thing here as well. But that is a disrespectful price. When you look at the head-to-head, She leads 2-0 against Iga Świątek. Two matches, two wins for Mukova in 2020 and 2019. And both of those wins were on clay as well, which is quite staggering, really, when we look at the prices and you think to yourself, really, should we be taking her on at those prices when you consider the head-to-head and you consider that the fact that she's won both their games. One of them was in a sort of an exhibition match, which we may not look into. The other one was in Prague in 2019. But let's have a look at the props here. 6.5 is the spread. Mukova is a heavy favourite, -136, and Świątek is +112. You can move that line along on the Bet Rivers website. I think there's about 35, 40 different markets on the site now. You can move that spread line to 5.5 or 7.5, and you can 5.5 obviously will make Świątek a minus money favourite, and Mukova the plus money. And the total games, now this is the market that surprises me. This is where I'm interested in. The total games here are 18.5. We know Iga Świątek hasn't dropped a set. We know she's been in absolutely fantastic form. But Mukova is a lot better than her ranking suggests. Her world ranking currently is 42. She's a lot better than that. She's going to be a top 20 player after this tournament. And I think that's very disrespectful, that total game's 18.5. So 18.5 over, -127, under, +104. And when you look at the head-to-heads when they played, obviously one of them is an exhibition match, which Mukova won 10-8 in the final set. And the other one in 2017 produced 27 games. If you look at previous matches in the finals of the French Open, in the last 10 years, only three have gone under 18.5. Seven have gone over. And in two of those three, Iga Świątek plays. Iga Świątek's matches have been very quick. Rory, there's my kind of two pennies worth of what I think is happening. I will definitely be playing the over 18.5. Definitely. Where's your angle of attack here?
It's funny. So officially it's 1-0 on the head-to-head because, as you said, that was that meeting in Prague on mm-hmm. clay in 2019, which I've actually watched quite a lot of this morning. That's been my prep for this podcast. And I did actually see some of the meeting in 2020, which was, as you say, was an exhibition. It was also in clay. It was also in Prague. It wasn't on clay. It wasn't hard court. And yeah, as you say, Mukova won 10-8 in a champions tie break. But it was interesting watching that 2019 clash. So there are a couple of things to take into account. So I was watching it. Mukova had some Kinesio tape on her shoulder, which is kind of par for the course with her. She's been patched up for the last 3 years, pretty much. She was actually the underdog for that match with the bookies. She was a wild card for that tournament. Świątek, that was her second match of the day because she'd come through the qualifier, her final qualifier in the morning, which went three sets. But honestly, you watch, it was a really high quality match. I mean, you watch that match, you could see, I mean, Świątek was just 17. And she was actually higher ranked. Świątek was ranked 95 in the world and Mukova was 106. But it being in Prague, home tournament, Mukova got the wild card into the main draw. You could see what a talent Świątek was. I mean, you can see all the shots. Very emotional, though. I mean, Mukova almost had to console her at the end of the match. And we've seen signs of that this year, where Świątek gets very down on herself. I mean, there was one changeover where she sits down and her coach is telling her to pretty much calm down and she's almost in tears. I mean, she's obviously toned that down a bit. But it was very, very interesting because the thing about these two, and I think I said it yesterday, I got a feeling, and from watching that as well, I think Świątek's a better match for Mukova than Sabalenka was. She's not going to hit through Mukova. Mukova is very, very good defensively. I mean, Świątek's the best player I've ever seen defensively in the women's game. But Mukova is very good defensively. So she can trade from the baseline. She has a big inside-out forehand she can use. She comes into net. She volleys. She can play the drop shot. She's got the variety to trouble Świątek. And as we've seen in those two previous matches, and obviously that was before Świątek won her first French Open and really came to attention. Mukova, I mean, this tournament, I think she's looked amazing. I backed her in the Australian Open this year against Danielle Collins. And one thing that was apparent in that match was she looked really underpowered. She looked, I mean, Collins outhit her. And obviously, Mouka has been struggling with injury. Here in Paris, she's fully fit. And you can see she's hitting the ball a lot better than she was in Melbourne. So I think Mukova's a much better player than she was. She's fit. Obviously, that match against Sabalenka would have taken quite a lot out of her. But I watched the press conference afterwards, because there was a lot of speculation as to whether she was injured in that third set. She said after 2 hours, her body felt it. She had a little low in the third set. She could feel she was slowing down, then it turned again. And she said, with all the energy from the people, I was able to bring back the energy. But she did admit she was cramping a little bit at the start of the third set. And she said, I'll try the best to recover and hopefully I'll feel great for Saturday. So I don't think there was an injury. I think it was probably just a bit of cramp, a bit of fatigue. And you saw that with Sabalenka as well. I mean, she folded in that third set, having been in a winning position. I think Mukova's win over Sabalenka, I think, was the best performance from anyone this tournament. She had 38 winners against 27 unforced errors. Sabalenka had 44 winners against 53 unforced errors, which with her game, her high-risk game, is a good return. As I said, I think it's the best she's played on conventional clay in her career, and she still lost. By comparison, Swiatek yesterday had 25 winners against 26 unforced errors. Against Coco Gauff, she had 19 winners against 15 unforced errors. You've said these odds for Mukova are disrespectful. I think they're downright insulting. Honestly, I think Mukova's really got a chance here. I'm not just, and you know, I should be thinking, I've got the each way money here. I want to hedge. I can't really hedge. You can't hedge when Swiatek's that short. I think she's got a chance here. You know, obviously she's beaten her before. Swiatek, I don't think is quite at her best. I think Mukova can live with her from the baseline, and I think she'll give her plenty to think about. And I think as well, if things are going wrong for Mukova, which is one of the things I really like about her, is she can change it up. She has got a plan B and a plan C. Swiatek has a plan, as someone else I heard, it was a great quote the other day, if you've got a plan A, you go for your plan A plus, which is just to play the same game and just go for it even more, which is Sabalenka's style. And it's probably Swiatek's style as well. I think Mukova's got a chance here. I really do.
Now, there's going to be a lot of people here watching who've got positions on the bet. They've got their each way play already. They're landing odds of 50 to 1 or 100 to 1 to win the tournament. Now, you're not suggesting at all that we should hedge at minus 835.
No.
Are you going for the Seedy strategy? Don't be a moron, put more on. Or are you saying, listen, we've got the money in the bag. Let's just watch it and just give her a big cheer because she's got a chance.
I think if you haven't got a position, if you've got a position, if you're on Mukova outright already, you don't need to go in again. I was expecting your hedging is for gardens, but
I agree. You can't play it minus. You can't play 835 hedge. I mean, you can't do that. I would if I was sitting on a. I haven't bet Mukova, and I'm glad I haven't bet her. But if I was sitting on a 100-1 voucher or a 50-1 voucher, I would be very cautious of the injury that she's had. I'd be very wary, not the injury, the lengthy match she's had. I'd be very wary that the fact this is her first major final, and we've seen people in major finals, all the form they show going into the tournament, when she's serving for a major, that goes out the window. So that would be my concern. So my strategy, if I was sitting in your position, Rory, or I was sitting in, watching a show with a nice voucher at 100-1, I would look to hedge at some stage if Mukova took a set.
Yeah.
Or if Mukova took a set, or she went a breakup in the second set with a set in the bag, and you could hedge Swiatek at plus 120 or 125 or something like that, then I would definitely contemplate, because you've seen so many great players in the past fold from winning positions in major finals. And that would be my question mark. And I suppose I don't really follow women's tennis as much as you do. Mentally, what do you feel like Mukova? Do you think that she's someone who's mentally strong enough to go through with it? Or has she shown sort of temperament problems in the past? I mean, yesterday she won that match really because Sabalenka completely folded and was running on empty.
But if she was if she had Świątek at the bottom, has she got the game to finish it?
Yeah, I think she does, but she can falter. There's no doubt. I mean, that match in the Australian Open against Danielle Collins was one where she had enough chances to win it and just couldn't get it done. As I say, I think she's fitter this time and she's able to give a bit more in those situations. I mean, yesterday I actually did that with in the Sabalenka match when Mukova went a set up and a break up in the second. I did have a bit of a hedge, and I think I totally agree that that would be the way I'd play this. So if tomorrow Mukova goes a set up, I'd probably look to hedge a bit there. Although Świątek would, even at set down, Świątek will probably still be quite, she'll still be odds on to win the match, you'd think. But yeah, that would be the way I'd play it. If you haven't got a position on Mukova, I think you can definitely get involved in this because the prices are, I think they're just wrong. I mean, for me, Mukova would be plus 250, plus 300 to win this match. I just think plus 575. That's massive.
I think there's obviously liabilities as well. I think the books have got a lot of liabilities on Świątek. Świątek is always going to be someone who's in parlays. You know, there's a lot of liability on her. And she does have that sort of capability of blowing people away. So it's probably a more sensible bet to play Mukova on the money line at plus 575 rather than place her plus 6.5 or 5.5 on the handicap, because there is that possibility that Świątek could win a set 6-love or 6-1, which could blow out you could still win the tournament but lose on the handicap. You know, it's a difficult one to take there. So it's with this bet here, it really should be one that I think you either go all in on Mukova or go for the big run, go for the money, rather than look for options because of that capability of Świątek winning a set very, very easily.
I don't think Świątek would do that to Mukova, though, just with the way they play. I mean, if Mukova's exhausted and can barely lift a leg, then yeah, of course, Świątek could win a set very easily. I think if Mukova recovers in time, I can't see this being one-sided. I mean, personally, and the bets I will suggest, I'll suggest 2 points on Mukova at +5.5 games at +114. I think that's huge for 5.5 games, given that almost all their sets have been close so far, or reasonably close, and their matches, obviously, one official match, one and an it. More a sort of glorified exhibition, but Mukova's won both of them. I think Mukova +114, +5.5 games on the spread, for me is a 2-point bet. And then I'll have a point on Mukova to win the match at +575. As I said, I just, you know, obviously, and I can do this from a position of, you know, we're already winning because she's got to the final, but do think, and I think, you know, she showed signs of vulnerability, Świątek, yesterday against Hadajmaya. You know, someone who really, and I wouldn't even say Hadajmaya was going for broke, but someone who can just battle. And I think Mukova can do that. I mean, I think the thing with Świątek, like, you know, I think talked about this with, you know, James Blake and with yourself. Sometimes, you know, when you've got these top players who clearly are top players, sometimes they've won the match before they've even got onto the court. You know, mentally, their opponent is a set down almost because, oh, it's Iga Świątek at the other side of the net. How am I going to win a game? Or, you know, how am I going to get close? Mukova doesn't have that. She doesn't have that fear of Świątek. She's beaten her when they've played. I think Mukova's got a chance. And I know that might sound biased, and I know I'm a big fan of her game and everything, but I haven't been as impressed by Świątek as I thought I'd be. She's shown it in flashes of being this dominating juggernaut of a force, like as she was earlier this season. But she hasn't really shown it for me here at Roland Garros.
It's quite a statement when she's won every set.
I know.
Won 4 sets, 6 love, double baiting someone, and you said you haven't been impressed. I do like your optimism with Mukova. I hope your optimism comes through. I haven't been impressed with Mukova. She's won every one, 6 love. 6-2, 7-6. Every match has gone unders. Everyone she's covered the spread. But I've been impressive. I had two see chances. Anyway, Rory, I wish you all the best tomorrow. And I think the angles of attack, I think the market is always going to be overinflated about Świątek. The market is overinflated about Carlos Alcaraz, but they are the best in the world for a reason. It's just about getting a little bit of value, and hopefully that we can, our player can go through and put on a bit of a challenge and compete with the best players on the world currently. I mean, there's no doubt about it. Igor Świątek is the best women's player on clay, but 8.35, I don't think there'll be many takers at that price. Mukova is the cheer here. It's been the cheer all the way through the French Open in Paris, and hopefully she can get the job done and land a huge, huge win for us here on the WTA show on Game Bet Match. Remember, there's four ways you can follow us here on Betting Weekly Game Bet Match. You can download our podcast, which is Betting Weekly Game Bet Match. You can get that on your preferred podcast provider. You can subscribe to our YouTube channel. The views on there have been very, very impressive over the French Open, so thank you very much for watching the shows there. It's the Bet Rivers Network. Give us that a subscription. You'll be getting an alert for every time any fantastic piece of content drops. And you can also follow us on our socials at Because We Win. That is the handle, which is shared on our Instagram page and our Twitter page. And there you will see all the fabulous content, not only from us, but also from our team of handicappers. It's a great podcast on the Champions League final, which is tomorrow, which is on there. You can listen to Daniela Fischer-Keller, and you can also listen to Steve Vish, who's had an unbelievable year on his soccer tips this year on the network. And you can listen to that there and download that on the podcast on Extra Time, Betting Weekly Extra Time. Make sure you listen to that. Champions League, well worth a listen. Rory, all I can say to you, my friend, is have a great weekend. Good luck with it. Mukova, I'm sure if Mukova does win, you'll be missing. When they say you can't do the show, you're off on the Caribbean cruise. So I wish you all the very best, mate. And
cheers, mate.
And well done for the week. Whatever happens now, we've had a winning tournament, and we go into Wimbledon in confident mood. And the clay and the grass court season starts on Monday, and we'll be back looking at the low level grass court events again. Have a great weekend, and come on, Mukova, you can do it.
Thanks for listening to Betting Weekly Game Bet Match on the Bet Rivers Network.